Blog Talk Radio.
A dimension. You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Come on. It could be worse. You could be watching Abbott and Costello arguing about who's on first. Your supply of spam could be diminishing just about as quickly as your sex drive. Well, except for the bathroom guy in Pennsylvania. All in all, there are worse times. Help. You could have lied about your life and now sit in Congress trying to spell appropriations. But wait, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's coming towards us, and fast. It's the Eat Me train, and the crew is yours truly. Peggy from Florida, the captain, and the spirit of Eli hovering over the train engine. Welcome to Eat Me, the show that starts off about food and ends up somewhere in a ditch. Happy Thursday night, everyone, and may God have mercy on all our souls. I'm John Guy.
Homer.
I'm Ray the Undertaker.
And the three of us are here to entertain you on Mancini Media. You can't ask for, yeah, you can. You can ask for better podcasts, I'm pretty sure. But you're not going to find them. No. We're it. Right, guys?
That's it.
Definitely.
Peggy, we missed you. What, Ray?
Huh?
Who's
that first?
Yeah, who's on first, Ray?
Third base.
Third base? Oh, man. Do you remember, Ray, on that routine, who the catcher was?
Who the heck was the catcher? Oh, I forget.
Today.
The catcher is...
Today.
Is it today or yesterday?
No, today. Tomorrow.
Oh, the pitcher's tomorrow and the catcher was today. That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm telling you, those were simpler times.
Yeah.
Guys, have you ever heard of Pitcairn Island?
Yes, I have heard of it. Where is it?
It's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Population is 50. And it's all made up of mutineers from the Bounty. Remember Mutiny on the Bounty?
Oh, really?
But wait, that's not what's interesting. What's interesting is I was looking up Pitcairn Island for no apparent reason last night and discovered it had a pizza joint.
Really?
What was the name of it?
50 people?
I don't remember, but I mean, the whole island has a population of 50, and somebody decided to open a pizza joint. And the address of the pizza joint was, it's on Unnamed Road on Pitcairn Island. Unnamed Road. Yeah, if you have nothing else to do, gentle listeners, both of you, I would recommend Googling pizza joints on Pitcairn Island. I don't know what kind of time difference we're talking about, but we need to talk to them, Peggy.
That sounds like a plan. We've already got 86 listeners. And Jack from Lafayette, Louisiana says, "Hi, guys. You make my night. What should I get my mistress for Valentine's?" So what do you guys think? What should he get as mistress?
Never
and
go
then
fancy.
Don't
go fancy. Because when you go fancy, their women's intuition kicks in, and they think you did something wrong.
Oh, good point, Ray. Yeah. So go low. Go low.
Go low. This way they could sit there calling you cheap and call you every name under the sun. And
that's
it'll be
right.
Things will be normal.
Low sodium spam.
Ooh.
Oh, that would be a great surprise. You'd probably get Ed with a can of if you gave somebody that.
Yeah, he'd have to get another mistress. I'm pretty sure. Even in Louisiana, they would dump his butt, don't you think? Low sodium spam.
See if he added whipped cream to it or something.
Ooh.
You know, something
kind of. There you go.
Sensual.
A can of whipped cream and a can of spam, yes.
Hey, John.
And you know, Eli would have already have tried that before.
He probably has.
Hey, John.
Kenny?
Yeah.
I went to a friend's house the other day, and we was going over there for dinner, and I couldn't believe he offered me. He puts his meat in front of me. And he said, take a taste. I took a taste. It was terrible. I said, what the heck is this stuff? He goes, oh, that's really great. That's venison. I said, venison? He said, yeah, a deer. And, you know, he says, come on, eat it. It tastes just like chicken. I said, it tastes just like chicken. Why don't you give me some chicken? It's the cheapest meat in the world. It was terrible.
You have to know how to cook it. Venison actually is really good if it's prepared right.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, Peggy is from Minnesota originally, and
yeah.
Well, you hit a deer in Minnesota, and you have food for the week, right, Peggy?
Pretty much, I guess. By the way, we have more callers here. Kenny from Pearl River, New York, said, after the Justice Department gets done with Biden, whose house is next, Pelosi? And Joey from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, says, going to copy the guy in the bathroom, rolling around with my wife listening to you as soon as I get these damn leggings off. Ha ha. We got a Randy crew out there today. Guess she put
the
new boat.
After the FBI gets done with us, we're going to be in trouble.
Well, here's my question. When the FBI is done with Joe Biden's house and they want to go to George Santos's house, where exactly does George Santos live? He lied about everything to get elected. So, I mean, where's his house?
He was queen.
To get elected.
New York.
Real shady path. He's bizarre.
He fits right in. They should keep him there. He fits right in.
I like it when the picture surfaced of him as a drag queen in Brazil. And I
You're
said to myself, yes. He must lead our country, yes.
That's right.
But
we got
what?
Two more calls in. Sandy from Brookline, Mass. says, guess you put the nude bowling on hold. It's damn cold here. The groundhog size shadows. 6 more weeks of winter. And Big Bert from Danville said, Niners are great. Wine and sophisticated ladies. Where's Eli and Bill on paid vacation? So, no.
Well, Eli is. Bill,
Eli,
I think, is just under the weather. Eli will return.
Sounds like
I've known Eli long enough.
With the cold weather.
He will come back. And prayers go out to his wife, And we all hope she's doing well.
I think she I think they're probably doing pretty well because Eli posted today that he made these dog biscuits for his dog, and Stacy posted that she I asked if he was going to start a business making dog treats, and Stacy said she's going to buy him a Cushman scooter so that he could go around and sell dog biscuits. So I think they're already planning their future.
Whoa. Whoa, that's good. That's good. I don't know if I mentioned before, but I've got a prospective ball player from a country in Africa no one's ever heard of, and Benin. He and I have decided to go in into business bringing malted milk balls, the Whoppers, to the African continent. I don't think they have Whoppers in Africa, and he and I figure we could make a fortune. They are so addictive. And what I want is I want one of our listeners out there, you know, the six or seven we have, I want them to try to figure out a recipe using Whoppers.
I'm sorry, you guys. I have this crazy dog who's jumping all over.
Okay.
Good one.
So, yeah, I mean, Eli in his spare time should be able to come up with the Whopper recipe and get those malted milk balls working for us. But we have decided we're going to be the Whopper Kings of Benin.
How do you spell that? Benin? D-I-N-E-E-N?
Nope. B-E-N-I-N.
Huh.
It's the African nation that brings us voodoo. Voodoo originated there.
Huh.
And so we want it to be known for voodoo and Whoppers. I think that would be appropriate.
You know what you do with the Whoppers, John? Melt them down. You put them in a frying pan and melt them down and put them over vanilla ice cream.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Can I do that in a microwave, Ray?
Yes, you can. You put the Whoppers in and you melt them, then you put them on the ice cream. It's fantastic.
Oh, melted Whoppers on ice cream. Oh, my
God.
You put
them on a Klondike bar. You take a Klondike bar and you put it on a plate, and then you pile the Whoppers on top. You stick it in the microwave for 15 seconds. The ice cream melts just enough, and the Whoppers melt perfect.
Wow. 15 seconds is all it takes for a Whopper in the microwave, huh?
That's what it takes. The Klondike bar melts just enough. The best part about it, the ice cream melts on the inside of the chocolate coating on the Klondike bar. And the chocolate melts on top of that. You take it out, and the minute you put a spoon to it, it collapses on itself. It's great. The ice cream comes oozing out of the chocolate, and it's great.
Hmm.
Wow.
Maybe we
matter of fact,
I'm
going to make one of them tonight.
Huh. Yeah, it's starting to take on sexual overtones. Putting your milk balls in the microwave, I don't know. I just go figure. But what has anyone else written in, Miss Peggy?
No, the last one we had was Big Bert from Danville, but we have 125 listeners. Big Bert he said the Niners are great wine and sophisticated ladies. Where's Eli and Bill? That was the last one we got. So we have to have people call in and let us know what's going on, what they think of the Whopper contest.
Well, And here's the thing. We refer to them as listeners when in reality, aren't they actually just lonely people who stumbled upon us?
I don't know.
No, they're lonely people searching for a purpose.
I mean, they're listening to a desert rat, an undertaker, and a gal from northern Minnesota who knows where the nude beaches are in Florida.
You know what? I was checking out the nude beach thing, and they don't have a nude beach there anymore. That was like years ago that they had that, but they changed that. So there isn't a nude beach here. Sorry. We did have another caller from Wheeling, West Virginia. Do you know where that is?
He says my whoppers,
they look like bazookas. Boy, these people are really wild tonight.
Well, you know, it's a short drive from Wheeling, West Virginia to Charleston, where you can go to the Dairy Winkle and get your West Virginia hot dogs. Damn straight.
Do they have
John, I think you're a stockholder in the Winkle joint.
The Winkle? I don't know.
You bring up the Winkle too much.
I've got to visit it. You know, I see it on the internet. Hell, you can get their podcast broadcast live on the internet, and I'm thinking to myself, it's a hot dog joint.
Yeah.
It has really.
They must have ice cream though. They're called the Dairy Winkle, right? Is it
That's
Dairy
right.
Winkle?
They have a monstrous array of milkshakes, I understand. But now here in the desert, I like to go to a Mexican ice cream place. And they make their own ice cream in the back room, which to me is a mark of excellence. But we have tequila ice cream out here in Coolidge, Arizona.
Huh. We have another caller.
We what?
We have another comment from a listener. Eric from Prescott, Arizona says, "Hey, guys, you ever been to a nude beach? Some of these people, I'd pay them to keep their clothes on. Thought I was at the zoo again. Guy looked like he was 6 months pregnant." And we're up to 167 listeners. And Paula from San Mateo, California says, "This show is funny. I can listen to you instead of throwing porn on. I'm a first-time listener." Thanks, Paula.
Well, I'll tell you. I went to the French Riviera with a football team. And they almost tipped the bus over sideways when we went past a nude beach in France. And all I could see out my window was what appeared to be chia pets that had been unleashed. You know, you don't want to see someone with that much body hair frolicking naked in the Mediterranean. You just don't. You've got to draw the line somewhere. And I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. But anywho, it's...
We got 190 listeners now.
And the show's only half over. And these are troubled people who have stumbled upon us and can't get away, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know.
They're
addicted. Just kind of bored and randy. That's what it seems like.
Well,
we're addictive. We're like the podcast cocaine. They just can't get enough of us.
I see. Wow. I almost expect to hear Eric Clapton in the background playing his guitar to Cocaine. But anyway, huh. Hi, Peggy. You were gone last week. What was the strangest food you've had in the last couple of weeks?
Well, actually, last week I went to a gala, formal gala, for the organization that I used to work for, 50th anniversary, so that's why I wasn't here. And other than that, I've just been hanging out, gardening, doing little normal things, nothing really exotic.
Okay.
Trying to keep the dog in control.
The inventor of Peeps died last week.
Inventor of what?
Peeps. Eli Peeps? Loves Peeps.
Huh.
And the guy was like, I don't know, 96 or something like that. But, Peeps would have to be on our food pyramid, wouldn't it, Ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a big part of my diabetes.
Peeps, there you go.
Yeah, I used to love them. Easter time, I used to eat them package after package.
Yeah.
Nothing like taking a spoonful of sugar 30 times.
Okay. It is
got
Andy.
Tom from Austin, Texas said, you guys are Three's Company. This show makes my night. Thanks, Tom. Sounds like your producer is a hitman, and the mortician sounds like you need the recharge.
Okay. I urge both of our listeners to Google Pitcairn Island Pizza, and the first thing that comes up is Andy's Pizzeria. Andy's Pizzeria is also a pet shop.
Huh.
And I don't know about you guys, but pets and pizza. And they list it. It is on Unnamed Road, Pitcairn Islands. Now, a population of 50, and they get three mail ships delivering mail a year.
Wow. And this is where Music on the Bounty was, what it was about?
Well, that's what it's about, yes. Yeah. Andy's Pizzeria, Pitcairn Island.
And there's an
article about strange businesses in random locations on Pitcairn Island, which I find, it's practically uninhabited. It's one of the least populated and most remote places on the earth. How do they get pepperoni if they can't even get frickin' mail more than three times a year?
Don't think about the pet shop. Ugh.
What
kind of animals do they have on Pitcairn Island?
I mean,
maybe they have iguana pepperoni or something. I don't know.
I'm looking at the gallery of pizzas that they do have. And there's a picture of a New York City cop eating a pizza.
Hmm.
And there's a pizza that is in the, I don't know, the shape of a pirate's face. It even has an eye patch. I'm serious. And I'm thinking, what the hell? One of the pizzas has green stuff on it, and I cannot identify for the life of me the green stuff. But evidently, they have stromboli. at Andy's Pizzeria and Pet Shop in Pitcairn Island.
Wow.
I mean, it just, it does. It boggles the mind.
So do you want to go on vacation there and check it out?
I think we should. I think we should.
Field trip.
They have three telephones on the island. Three. And one's a payphone.
Yeah.
Huh. A payphone. I guess they don't have good cell service there. What'd you say, Ray?
You know what we got to do? The three of us got to get together and have a food tour. We got to go test food all over the place.
We need to. Absolutely.
And we can give a report on everything, and probably maybe even wander off and get lost somewhere.
We could go to the Dairy Winkle. I've never been there. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
And you want to know the best pizza in the world?
What?
The best pizzeria is in the Staten Island Ferry Terminal.
That does not surprise me. I have photos of the Staten Island Ferry Terminal.
Yep, the best pizzeria in New York is not in Brooklyn. It's in the Staten Island Ferry Terminal. It is the best pizza you ever want to taste. It's been there over 50 years.
Up to 245 listeners.
Don't they have an Arthur Treacher's fish and chips there too, Ray?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for all the
gourmet.
No. If it wasn't for all the homeless people sleeping in the terminal, it would be really a nice place to visit.
Well, I'll tell you, Grand Central is definitely for foodies.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. The food that you can get at Grand Central Station is phenomenal.
Yep.
Wow. Hate to interrupt, but we've got only 2 minutes left before the show's over, so just needed to let you know that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
That's a fast.
Does that mean I have to put my pants back on?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay. Huh?
Put them back.
Okay.
I'll tell you, Peg, it's a job doing this stuff.
It is.
Our producer doesn't care what we have to go through.
No.
He doesn't. He doesn't care. He just likes to keep whipping. Yeah. He pulls out that whip and he whips us. And we just have to go on and on and on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I suppose we should wrap it up, huh?
It's 9:29.
Yep, I guess so.
Okay. Well, I want to thank all of our listeners that stumbled upon us. And thanks for being here, and we'll hopefully see you again next Thursday. And we will have a progress report going on Eli, because we all miss him. But until then, I'm John Guy, and I'm saying have a good week.
And I'm Peg Palmer. And thanks to all our listeners. We have people from area codes 850-347-909-303-412-936 lit up. So that's great. Thanks for listening.
And thanks for listening. It's great to have everybody here on Thursdays. This is Radio Undertaker saying good night.
Good night, everyone.